It has been a year for the ages in Baltimore sports, and as trite as that sounds, I'll spend the next 2 hours proving it to you. There really hasn't been a year quite like 2012. So welcome to our New Year's Sports Lions special. I'm Brett Hollander, and let's look back at the moments.
Swangle a chopper, hit the Machado at third, charging, bare hands, and eats the ball. And now he throws behind Thompson, and he's being chased toward the plate, and Wieters is going to tag him out. What a phenomenal play by Manny Machado. An unbelievable play by Manny Machado.
The plays.
Ray Rice alone in the backfield, on first and goal, play action, Flacco throws, end zone, caught, touchdown, Ravens, as Dennis Pitta comes down with a touchdown grab.
The joy.
McLeod hits it deep, he hits it way back in right field, and he hits it out of here, a two-run home run.
And the big stories, and of course, the heartbreak of the last year.
35-yard try for Kai Forbath. He is hit from 48 and 49. Forbath's kick is up, and it's good. And the Washington Redskins come back to beat the Ravens in overtime.
Now, all of those things are standard for a true local sports fan in a given year. But this year was different. We've created a ranking, a 12-12, we'll call it. But this year, we could have made a list more like a 100-12. The Orioles alone provided us with about 100 amazing memories from this single year. So I've compiled a list, the top 12 plays, moments, or stories from 2012. I've pulled all my colleagues here from WBAL Radio, 98 Rock, and WBAL Television. And this is the list I've come up with. I do want to note a few things first. The list, of course, is just a matter of opinion. So try not to take it too seriously as far as the order and rank. It's supposed to be fun and give you goosebumps maybe from time to time. Secondly, I weighed the positive plays and moments, of course, over the heartbreak. Forgive me for that. Thirdly, I weighed more heavily on the moments that took place on these very airwaves. As you may already know, or if you've forgotten or didn't know, and you'll soon hear, almost all of them took place on these airwaves. And finally, next hour, Keith Mills and Pete Gilbert will join me for a reporter's roundtable of sorts. We'll talk to the men who covered all of these games, moments, and plays and stories from this past year right here on WBAL. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. So let's get started as Sportsline reviews the year. But first, we start with our Just Miss list. And we'll start with December 8th, just a few weeks ago, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Army and Navy, they were at it again. A spectacular game as the Black Knights were trying to halt a 10-game Navy win streak in college sports' best rivalry. At long last, it looked like Army was heading for the win column as they were just down by 4 points, nearing the goal line late in the fourth quarter, driving and led by senior quarterback Trent Steelman.
Inside give, Dixon the fullback, carries, ball pop loose. Ball loose at the Navy, 12.
Bearish gains of the mids, signaling the Navy recovered. Josh Tate does the same, and they were right. Fumble to Navy.
And the midshipmen hold on to win over the Black Knights for an 11th consecutive year. The Commander-in-Chief's Championship.
Bob Soucy with the call on WBAL, 17-13 for the mids. That was the final. What a ball game. It was an emotional loss for Steelman and Army. It had to be one of the best sporting events of the entire year, most entertaining, certainly, and it typically is in a given year. And staying on our Just Miss list, opening day for the Baltimore Ravens, a home Monday Night Football game, the first in years. M&T Bank Stadium lit up on September 10th. The Cincinnati Bengals were in town, and the Ravens got the season off to a great start.
Third down, Flacco from the gun, blitz pressure, lobbed it, end zone, Pitta, touchdown, Dennis Pitta! Volleyball for six.
The Ravens destroyed the Bengals en route to their second straight division title. Of course, that was just win number one in the year, but they looked terrific. 44-13 was the final on opening night. But in that game, some Baltimore sports fans may consider this their favorite moment of this year or any other year for that matter. The Orioles, in the thick of a pennant race, all gathered in Cal Ripken's skybox at M&T Bank Stadium. And in the third quarter, they were put up on the Jumbotron to the absolute delight of 71,000 Baltimore sports fans. You want to talk about a goosebumps moment. In the middle of a Ravens game, let's go O's, let's go O's, let's go O's was chanted repeatedly and loudly for minutes as the crowd went nuts for the Orioles. On the postgame show that night on WBAL, callers weighed in on that moment.
people jumped up to their feet as soon as those guys were up on the Jumbotron, and they stayed on their feet, the whole stadium. And the other thing, besides that it was loud, it was long. It was appreciative. It was really very touching, and I hope the guys felt that.
When they showed that picture, we all stood, and I, honest to God, it's the first time I've ever felt that stadium. It felt like it almost shook a little bit because of the roar. I mean, we all lost our voices, I think, because of that event, because of how special that was.
Yeah, that was something. Before we start our 12-12, it was a huge year on the campus of Loyola University. In March, Jimmy Patsos took his Greyhounds basketball team to the big dance. They played admirably in the first round in a loss to Ohio State. Patsos, not long ago, inherited one of the worst programs in college sports, certainly college basketball, and made them one of the top teams in basketball in the MAC conference. And then in May, the Loyola Greyhounds LAX team, led by Charlie Toomey, defeated none other than the University of Maryland in Foxborough, Mass., 9-3 on Memorial Day to win the NCAA championship. Who gave the pregame speech? Ray Lewis, of course. Speaking of Foxborough and Ray Lewis, before we cleanse ourselves completely of 2012, let's go back to one of the darker days in Baltimore sports history, the AFC title game, a heavyweight fight of the top two seeds in the conference. It was January 22nd. They say before you move forward, you have to be okay with the past, or something like that. I think I got it from Forrest Gump. Heartbreak in the first month of the year. Joe Flacco nobly outplayed Tom Brady on the road. And with the Ravens down just 3 points, Flacco was in control, and he delivered a throw we won't soon forget.
31 seconds left in the AFC Championship. Flacco from the gun. Looks right, pumps once. Fires end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Lee Evans! No! They ruled he didn't hold on to the ball. Flacco delivered it. And Lee Evans had it in his hand for just a moment, but could not hang on.
And if that wasn't enough, then this.
The season on the line. 15 seconds left. A 32-yard field goal attempt from the right hash mark. Kick on the way. It is long enough. And it's no good. He hooked it wide to the left.
It's a kick I've kicked probably 1,000 times in my career. Went out there and just didn't convert. That's just kind of the way things go. There's really no excuse for it. Just didn't go through. To know that, you know, Ray's poured his heart out. And he's had a long career, and you don't know how many more years he has left. To know that to let him down is pretty tough. It'll be tough for a little while, but you know, I got two kids, so I've got some lessons that I need to teach them.
It was big league stuff in the days and weeks after that dramatic AFC championship. Parents called and emailed me on Sportsline. How do I explain this to my kids? And as foolish as that may sound, I think from a child's perspective, if you were a diehard sports fan way back when, you get it. It wasn't easy, but the Ravens players stood up tall after the game and certainly made it a little easier for at least me to take. They faced the music with dignity and pride, and it started with their head coach.
I was just going to say, just as far as our guys, I thought our guys played their hearts out. We made plays, came up a player too short at the end, but doesn't lessen what they accomplished this year, doesn't lessen what they accomplished in this game. We talk about mighty men. We've been talking about it for a long time. And I don't feel any less about our guys that way than we felt 4 years ago when we started, and we felt when the season started, what we felt about them last week. I'm proud of them.
Terrell Suggs summed up the loss nicely.
It's not, you know, I mean, it's kind of like a bad dream, you know, especially, you know, the last two plays, because I sure thought we had it, and I'm going to be totally honest with you, 22 seconds wasn't enough time for him. So, but it didn't, you know, the ball went, you know, rolled the way it did, but hey, man. Hell of a season. I mean, you got to tip your hat off to this team. So
that's Terrell Suggs the day after the AFC Championship. And now that you're depressed on New Year's Eve, let's get happy. Let's get this 12-12 list going. When we come back, a local kid does the near impossible for his hometown team. That's next as Sportsline looks back at 2012 on WBAL.